Everybody online, looking good.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Okay, good evening, America, and welcome aboard.
Hey, good looking.
Hello, baby. Hey, homies.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Just chilling, homie.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Buddy.
Homie.
Dude.
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
come out, wherever you are.
Hey!
Hi-ho, neighbor.
So, how are you doing?
I come in peace.
Well, well, here we are.
Welcome.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Ah, crap!
Well, hey, y'all. Welcome to Three Things today, April the 21st, 2006. Hope you're all well. I sure am. I had a great visit with my U.S. Marine kid that just got back from Iraq. It was wonderful to see her, whole and safe, and home, of course. We got silly and drank some beers. There were good times. Good times. Yes, they were good times that put me in a mood to not be all serious with today's show. It's a little on the silly side, but hey, isn't that what life is for? At least a bit of it? Silliness? Yes, methinks it is. And so, to the proving of that theorem, on with today's show, and off with their heads. Yeah, the ever-popular Three Things segment for today, thing number one, off with their heads. And boy, am I gonna lop them off. Listen to this. Down in Miami, a 76-year-old man claiming to be a doctor went door to door, because, you know, doctors do that all the time. Physicians, surgeons, osteopaths, they're always banging my door down. Ugh. Anyway, this guy went door to door claiming to be a doctor and offering free breast exams and was charged, eventually, with sexually assaulting two women who accepted the offer. I'm not even gonna try and figure out why. One woman became suspicious after the man asked her to remove all of her clothes and began conducting a purported genital exam without donning rubber gloves. That would be a good clue. That and the guy knocking on the door in the first place. Come on, lady. The woman then phoned the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Lots of weird stuff happens down there in Broward County. I think it's the aliens. Anyway, after she phoned the police, the guy ran. Of course, because he didn't want to get caught being a perv. He was arrested at another woman's apartment in the same Lauderdale Lakes neighborhood on Wednesday. The white-haired suspect, one Philip Winnikoff, like I said, 76 years old, carried a black bag and claimed to be visiting on behalf of a local hospital. He told the women he was in the neighborhood offering free breast exams in their home. At least two women, crazily enough, both grown, 30s, in their 30s, people, let him into their homes where he fondled and sexually assaulted them. Winnikoff was not, in fact, a doctor. He was a shuttle driver at a nearby auto dealership. I bet his hands weren't even clean. Yuck. And then there are these fellers in Copenhagen where the Danish police found a lot of heroin, more than $1 million worth of it, smuggled into that country from Pakistan in the hollowed out blades of 25 antique sword replicas. They made the discovery after raiding the apartment of a British man who had died earlier from a drug overdose, along with a woman of unknown nationality, in a hotel room in Copenhagen. Detectives found 740 grams of heroin of 70% purity in the meter-long engraved blades of the decorative swords. I wonder what prompted them to look there. Well, the blades were the last place they thought to look, and it was a surprising place to find drugs, and the Danish police now believe that there are at least 5 more swords that had already reached Denmark earlier this year. You have to be tricky to get your drugs around, you know. I don't know, that was pretty smart. I'm still going to chop off their heads. And then there's this guy, the one accused of changing traffic lights over there in Longmont, Colorado. He bought a device that let him change traffic lights from red to green, and for that has received a $50 ticket, $50, on suspicion of interfering with a traffic signal. I can't believe it's that small a fine. That's messing with lives, man. Messing with lives. Jason Nickum of Longmont told the Daily Times Call, I guess that's their local paper, that the device, which he bought on eBay for $100, helped him cut his driving time to work. Well, you know, I am so glad that that little bastard got to work early. Ugh. He said that in the 2 years he'd had it, it had probably paid for itself. Yeah, in all those extra hours he got, risking the lives of other people. It's a good thing he wasn't paying with them, although he certainly was gambling with the devil on that one. Nickum was cited March 29th after police said they found him using a strobe-like device to change traffic signals. He said he was always running late, so he just bought this device called an opticon, which is similar to what firefighters use to change lights when they respond to emergencies. It emits an infrared pulse that receivers on the traffic lights pick up, and I don't know how he got one. Nickum was cited after city traffic engineers, who noticed repeated traffic light disruptions on certain intersections, spotted a white Ford pickup passing by whenever the light patterns were disrupted. City traffic engineer Joe Olson said traffic engineers plan to update the city's opticon system this year to block unauthorized light-changing signals. That's a pretty good idea there, you guys. You do that, okay? Okay, so there are just a few examples of the sheer idiocy that humans are capable of. So all you creepy cretins, heroin heads, and trafficky tricksters, come on and meet your maker, or whatever. And now for the GWOD. The grandiloquent word of the day, beginning with the letter N this week, because that's number 14 in the letter line, nanophilia. It's a noun spelled N-A-N-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. It means an attraction to short people. In a sentence for you, Randy Newman is not a victim of nanophilia because he hates short people. It's playing in the background, y'all. I wonder if this nanophilia applies to kids, because, you know, most of them are pretty short. Anywho, there's your GWOD for the day today, April 21st, 2006. Nanophilia. I dare you to try and find an appropriate place to use that one. If you do, let me know, okay? As always, the link to the wonderful and ever so fun and interesting Grandiloquent Dictionary online is available on the homepage of the show, threethings.podomatic.com. Give it a look-see. You'll like it. I'm positive of it.
The changes in the military fostered by the Clinton administration have provided the opportunity to create an elite new fighting force. The Big K-1. Their mission? Nail Saddam Hussein.
Well, who does his nails anyway?
Yeah, quiet, soldier. Listen up, man. We'll be leaving for Baghdad from Fort Dix.
Ooh.
Roberta Flack. I love her.
We're here.
We're on fire.
We're flaming.
And going down.
Be with us again next time when the crack soldiers close in on Saddam.
Oh, no. Stand. It's a good thing I wore my combat thong.
On the Big K-1.
And thing number two today, some completely useless bits of knowledge. I love that kind. The H-4, more commonly known as the Spruce Goose, was the largest airplane ever to be built and first lifted off on November 2nd, 1947. The unexpected flight lasted for approximately a minute and stunned onlookers who had never seen a plane so massive. The Spruce Goose's wingspan was 320 feet. Designed, constructed, and flown by Howard Hughes at the first trial run, the plane would never fly again. Final cost? $22 million paid by the federal government and $18 million paid by Hughes personally. Those numbers are not adjusted for inflation. That's a bunch of money. Wasted. Gene Simmons of the shock rock group KISS earned a BA in education and speaks four languages. How'd you like him for a teacher? That'd be pretty cool. If all retired U.S. ships that now serve as memorials were used to form a new navy, it would rank as the third largest in the world. There is a lawsuit every 30 seconds in the United States. More than 50% of the time spent in U.S. courtrooms is over automobile cases. Goddess ship is the only word in the English language with a triple letter. In the English language, there are only three words that have a letter that repeats six times. Degenerescence, with six E's, and it has nothing to do with Ellen DeGeneres. Indivisibility, with six I's, and non-announcement, with six N's. The shortest complete sentence in the English language is, I am. Jack is the most common name in nursery rhymes. In the United States, there are 18 doctors called Dr. Doctor and one called Dr. Surgeon. There is also a dermatologist named Dr. Rash, a psychiatrist named Dr. Couch, and an anesthesiologist named Dr. Gas. That's funny. One cord of wood, that's one of those 3x4x something or other stacks of wood you see up north a lot. One of those, 7.5 million toothpicks. That's a lot of toothpicking. It would drive Dustin Hoffman nuts. And now, just for kicks, a spoofish parody of an already silly song to the tune of the ever infamous Macarena for your listening pleasure. Gonorrhea.
Aye. One night I'm gonna have a margarita, cruise down Bengali, my favorite cantina. On the corner, there's a nice babe. If she likes me, I might even get laid. Come with me, got a stiffy, and if you're good, I'll give you a 50. One summer night, I'ma go for the tia. Mexican village, met a girl named Juanita. Stupid old me, I forgot to wrap my winner. Hey, gonorrhea. Two more Dos Equis and a plate of jalapenos. Out to the parking lot to do the vacacita. Now every morning, it's a hurt when I pee. Hey, gonorrhea. Down to the clinic for the doctor to see ya. Out came the needle and he stuck it in my rear. Friday night I'm going back to see my sweet Juanita. Hey, gonorrhea. One summer night I'ma go for tortilla. Mexican village met a girl named Juanita. Stupid old me, I forgot to wrap my wiener. Hey, gonorrhea.
And now thing number three, who named these places? This list just cracked me down when I read it. People are so nutty sometimes. Check out the names of these towns, will ya? Chicken, Alaska. Climax, Michigan. French Lick, Indiana. Frostproof, Florida. I guess that would be a lucky place to grow oranges, huh? Half.com, Oregon. You never know what those people up there are going to do. You just never know. Hell, Michigan, which is nowhere close, thank goodness, to Holy Moses, Colorado, which makes me need a cup of hot coffee, Missouri. Intercourse, Pennsylvania. How'd you like to live there? Where do you live? Intercourse. Groovy. Knock 'em Stiff, Ohio. That's right. Sounds very pugilistic, doesn't it? Last Chance, Colorado. How very cowboy-esque. Mary's Igloo, Alaska. That one makes sense. Monkey's Eyebrow, Arizona. Arizona, not Suriname, not some place where you think of lots of monkeys, but Arizona. North Pole, Alaska. No. The North Pole is much, much higher, you nut burgers. How about Nothing, Arizona? Where do you live? Nothing. No, man, where? Nothing. No, man, where do you live? Nothing, man. Yeah. Smack Over, Arkansas. That's another pugilistic one for you. Wonder what that says. How about Sop Choppy, Florida? Sop Choppy. I don't know what that's describing. I'll have to find out. And how about this one? I love it. Toad Suck, Arkansas. Where are you from? Toad Suck, Arkansas. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. We've always heard of that one, I'm sure, but it's still pretty neat. How about Two Egg, Florida? Not One Egg, not Three Egg. Two Egg, Florida. And Waterproof, Louisiana. I'm just going to hold my tongue on that one. How about Why, Arizona? Where do you live? Why? Because. Why? Because. Why, damn it? Why? That's hilarious. And, of course, here in my home state of Texas, you got Bigfoot, Cut and Shoot, Ding Dong, Earth, Egypt, Happy, Jot 'em Down, Looneyville, Nameless, Need More, No Trees, Study Butte, which looks like Study Butt, and Valentine. How very sweet. Of course, the crazy Canucks up there have, get ready for these people, Vulcan, Alberta, which is, you know, kind of cool. Dildo, Newfoundland. I don't know. Crotch Lake, Ontario. I'm sure it's something to do with the geographical shape of it or something, but gosh. Just gosh. And how about Blow Me Down, also in Newfoundland. Why Blow Me Down? I thought pirates were for some... Anyway. But the very best one of all, just because it is capitalized so terribly naughty, has got to be the town of, please excuse my French, fucking Austria. I mean, you just can't beat that one with a big old stick now, can you? That's thing number three today, and I'm finished with it, at least until I find some more crazy names. Those are great. And that's the show for today. I hope it lightened a bad mood or two, or brought out the color in someone's cheeks, or both. Join me next week. I'm feeling a bit of a run coming on, so watch out. Things might get tangential on ya. You are warned. I was Jenna. I was silly today. I got nothing else. And I'm out. Y'all come back now, you hear? And join me next Friday. That's April the 28th. For a few more things. In the meantime, don't forget to remember to forgive yourself and then be happy. Good day.
Mission has been completed.
He's bugging out and going home.
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
I'm going to miss you. You had such potential. But then again, all good things must come to an end. Well, I guess it's time for your old birdie buddy, Big Bird, to say hasta la vista.
Goodbye, good luck, and good riddance. You can check out anytime you
like, but you can never leave. Gentlemen, it's been a privilege flying with you.
And like that, he's gone.
Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
Scat, skedaddle, adios, arrivederci, ciao, aloha, bug off.
If you'll not be needing me, I'll close down for a while.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Ooh, yes.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.